Good morning. The gospel reading comes from a portion of the Sermon on the Mount. This is the greatest collection of Jesus' teachings found in the gospel and outlines the core of the gospel teaching. In today's reading, Jesus draws our attention to nature, the birds of the air and the grass of the field. The simplicity of life at that level leads us to seek a greater level of simplicity and trust in our lives. Reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. What will you eat, or what will you drink, or about your body, what you will wear? Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can they of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive forth for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Join me in prayer. O God of love and grace, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the actions of our lives ring and shine with gratitude on this day. Amen. So I was sitting over there just 2 weeks ago beside the piano, talking to Diane Lines. Diane Lines is wonderful jazz pianist and vocalist and deeply spiritual soul. She and I were talking about the service that was coming up, and the conversation kind of wandered around in and out of songs and spoken words and poems and experiences. And I was talking about the preciousness of community and the privilege of sharing a piece of road together with somebody or with a group of people. And her focus kind of drifted off into the distance for a moment. She got a little misty. And then she came back to the moment and she said, "Sorry, I was just thinking about people and how grateful I am. Gratitude, it always gets me," she says. "23,556 days into the journey from which no traveler will return, Carmen Macquarie sat on a bench at Bear Creek Park just around the corner from Poetry Rock. And he looked out on the leaves that were changing on the trees, and he was contemplating his life. Gulls flew in and out around him, hoping for a piece of his lunch. It was one of those picture-perfect, crystal-clear Indian summer, early fall days. 23,556 days, he thought. 67 years, 3 months, and 10 days. Since his first whale had split the morning back in Weyburn, Saskatchewan. "Mark my words," the midwife had said, "that one is going to be one of the best. We'll be hearing about him someday, and people will be hearing about Weyburn because of him." Maybe that statement, emblazoned somewhere on his subconscious, had been the start of the problem. I mean, not a big problem, not a life-threatening problem. It was just that all of his life, he had been just a little dissatisfied. The best was not something he had experienced. And even when he came close, it was not quite enough. It was not quite there. And he thought of his grandmother. Perhaps it was because of the great gray heron that he was looking out at. Rail thin, gaunt gray, her straight hair always just escaping a little bit from the tortoiseshell comb. She had been older than God in his memory. Although he thought with a bit of a start that at the time, at his age when he was remembering her, she was actually younger than he was now. Core member of the United Church, a Methodist before church union, and not just one of those Sunday Christians either. As early as he could remember, she would hold him or she would sit on the side of his bed and she would tell him the stories of the faith, the stories of the Bible. He could still remember the difference between Elijah and Elisha. And still knew by heart parts of the Sermon on the Mount. He could recite, "Take no heed for your life," but he always did it in King James Version. "Take no heed for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or for your body, what you shall wear. Seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all shall be added unto you." And there was that other phrase, which sometimes mingled in as scripture in his memory, that she used to quote over and over. She'd say, "Carmen, remember, the best of all God is with you. Count your blessings, she would say. The best of all. Sitting there with the October sun warming his face, Carmen thought of all the changes that he had rung in his life. He remembered the smell of footy pajamas that he would pull on after the Saturday night bath in the kitchen tub filled with boiling hot water, cooled with handfuls of snow. How he had hated having his hair washed and having his skin scrubbed till it was red. But best of all was pushing his feet into the ends of those cardboard stiff footy PJs. Not the feeling, but the smell of line-dried laundry as he drifted off to sleep. Best of all. Well, best of all would certainly not be his description of his name. Oh, he had taken grief for his name. Hadn't really paid much attention to his name until high school when the town bully who made Donald Trump look like Mr. Dress-Up had told him and everybody else that Carmen is actually a girl's name. And he'd been the one to coin the nickname Carmen Macaroni. During that time, he would have sold his soul for a good guy name like Mike, or Bob, or Bill, or in today's naming, Lance, or Chad, or Justin. Some real guy's name. Nowadays, best of all, that would have been great. Best of all had not been his marriage, in his estimation. They had been a couple of scared kids who thought that all they really had to do was to attend the pre-marriage sessions with Reverend McMurtry. Three sessions, one on money, one on spiritual matters, and one on, well, intimate matters. There had been tension over money. The counselor had called it incompatibility, although it always seemed to him that not enough income threatened anyone's patibility. But best of all would have been if Sun Oil had found oil on their land instead of their neighbor's land. Then incompatibility would never have been a problem. The children, despite their best efforts, had been okay. And the grandchildren, you know, thought Carmen Macquarie, as he sat there in the sun, you know, if they could come up with a hairstyle that did not involve shaving off bits and leaving the rest to lie in front of your face, he would have been happier. Yes, with the midwife's prediction whispering away in his ear, he had run for the legislature. Taken a leave from teaching, not just once, but twice. He had thought that best of all would have been to win. He'd lost twice. And then when he did finally win, he realized the truth in Muggeridge's statement, quote, "I voted once in my life. It was for a man who had been in a mental institution and was standing for parliament. Unlike all the other candidates, he had a certificate proving his sanity." Best of all was the day when he returned to teaching. That was best of all. What does best mean anyway? What is best of all? As he thought back over his life, with the sun still warm on his face and the leaves still shining in the light, some pieces began to just kind of click together. Maybe it had to do with the brilliance of the air, the sweetness of the fall. He was feeling something. What was it? Was it contentment? Was it peace? Was it happiness? Or was it all of those things and perhaps something a little bit more? In his opinion, he would never be best of all. There would be no great memorials in his name 50 years from now. No Order of Canada. No granite marker in the park with his name on it like Poetry Rock just around the corner. But there were memories. Memories of stiff sleepers and the smell of linseed oil in the one-room school. There was Dorothy, who would be waiting for him with a hug and a kiss after 47 years. A lot more than many. And they had done more than just stick it out. And his name. Actually, his name kind of fit him, and he kind of fit it. And if he had not been one of the best, he had, he believed, done his best. He realized that what he was feeling at the moment was more than happiness or contentment or peace. It was gratitude. Gratitude for life. Gratitude for a grandmother who was, it turned out, quite right. The best of all is, God is with you. Count your blessings. 23,556 days into the journey, which no traveler returns. Carmen Macquarie sat on a bench in Bear Creek Park just around the corner from Poetry Rock and looked out at the leaves changing on the maple trees, contemplating his life and counting his blessings. And if you had strolled by close enough, you might just have heard him saying over and over again under his breath, "Thank you. Thank you.